Welcome to the Five Stone Podcast. This is BJ Stagner. I invite you to join us weekly as we focus on encouraging words and thoughts to improve your day, conquer your giants, and build your faith through the Word of God, all wrapped up in a 5 to 7 minute message. Thank you for joining us again today. I'm BJ Stagner, your host of the Five Stones Podcast. We will be bringing to a close this little series. This is the fourth installment of this particular series on the miracles that we've spoken about in the past couple of weeks. We see that Jesus Christ made many bold claims, yet his actions reinforced his authority as the Son of God. We saw his miracle in Mark chapter 4 at the very end, his miracle in the natural as creator. We saw with the maniac of Gadara when he purged this man of the thousands of devils, the miracle in the spiritual to reveal himself as Savior. And then lastly, we saw the miracle in the medical when he revealed himself as healer with healing the woman with the issue of blood. And yet today we find as Jesus Christ was on his way in the end of Mark chapter 5 to the house of Jairus, whose daughter was dead, she needed to be healed. We've seen him heal someone who was sick. We've seen him heal someone that was possessed. We've seen him command the sea and the storm to be still. And yet now we find a woman, a man's daughter, who's dead. If you have your Bibles, or you can just listen to Mark chapter 5, and we look in verse 35. It says, "And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master?" They confirmed that she was dead. And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid." Watch this. "Only believe." He suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother and the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, "Talitha kumai," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." Straightway the damsel arose and walked, and she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. My friend, I'll tell you, this last miracle that we're speaking of, not the last one that Jesus performed, this is the miracle in the impossible, which Jesus Christ reveals himself as the victor. Beloved, we've seen him again. We've seen him heal a woman with an issue of blood, purge a man possessed with devils. We've seen him also cause the storms and the seas to cease. But now he takes the dead and commands them to arise, and they arise. Beloved, all creation is subject to the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ tells the storms to cease, they cease. If he tells the clouds to rain, they rain. If he tells the wind to blow, they blow. If he tells the sun to shine, it shines. But beloved, it's the creation that God made on the sixth day, that of mankind, of whom he so willingly died for, that he says, "Only believe," who often laugh him to scorn. Beloved, today you may be in your life going through something that you see as being impossible, yet you're there breathing, you're there living, your heart is beating, and yet you feel as what you're dealing with is utterly impossible. May I submit this thought to you today? Jesus Christ is the ultimate victor. And no matter what struggles you may be going through, no matter what pain you may be suffering, he can and will provide you the victory. Just trust in him, just like he told them that day in verse 36. Be not afraid, only believe. You can find comfort and you can find peace and resting assuredly in who and what the Lord Jesus Christ is, in resting in him and all that he has done, all that he will do, and all that he has said. He has revealed himself as the victor in performing the miracle of the impossible. But beloved, would you only believe today? Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the Five Stones Podcast. I pray that the Lord would richly and wonderfully bless you and keep you.
Thank you so much for being with us today on the Five Stone Podcast. This is BJ Stagner. Let me encourage you to subscribe to our podcast and follow us each week for new and exciting messages.